Prestatie gemaakt?
Yes, I made it. English from now on. Drawing or?
Yeah, just testing.
Yeah.
Break is over.
Ooh.
Woo!
Spicy.
Spicy. Where are all the other presentations?
I just put it in the Michelle's folder. So
the conceptual or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, conceptual design.
Oh.
Or
because I see only my own presentation.
No, can you go back one?
Yeah.
Because it has to be PowerPoint. Yeah,
this?
Components design, that's it.
I just put it in there.
I did
or not.
Get a bit more done than the last time, because I knew that I didn't have time, so I just copied and pasted everything into the
I can cut and paste it into the other folder.
You can look at final reports, because I have to record everything we are deciding in the switch.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have these pop-ups or these sounds, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, me too.
Also, with I don't know how to use PowerPoint, so it takes me forever to get something going.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Welcome.
We have again three presentations, and then we have to decide on what concepts the mobile phone has to for the remote control has to support. So
let's go.
Yes.
Yes.
Me first again, or
yeah?
Sure.
Oh,
doesn't
matter.
Yeah. Well, if you open it already, or
no.
So, welcome to the marketing presentation once again. This time about trend watching. Well, there has been an investigation again in the remote control market. It shows a number of developments. I will address them in a moment. Fashion watchers have detected the trends for young public, because that's our public. Well, fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothing, shoes and furniture. And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. So the developments are addressed in well, this is the fruit and vegetables. It looks so fresh, bright colors. So to give you an idea. Well, the developments. Development one. Well, the most important aspect for remote control happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. Well, fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and the interface. The second most important aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative. Well, it stands for the use of technical features that do not exist in current remote controls. I think we pretty much covered that with our screen and speech recognition, so I don't expect that to be a problem. And the third development is that the remote controls should be easy to use. Well, the first aspect was twice as important as the second aspect, which was twice as important as the third aspect. So that kind of gives you these ratios. So fancy look and feel is the most important point of attention. So the fruits and vegetables in combination with the sponge material. Well, technological innovation, we covered that pretty much, I guess. And easy to use, I don't think that would be a problem. So my point of attention is especially this part, because it will be correct. So that was the marketing presentation. I had only one document left.
Should I go first? Yeah, no, I don't mind. I don't mind. That's
so kind of this.
Yeah, no, first, okay.
Yeah, sure.
So a small example, kind of this look. Nothing about the buttons, but just
yeah.
Sponge kind of thing and some fruit and colors. I don't know. just made a quick design.
Cool.
Alright.
Then I buy a drone.
Yeah, yours is user space.
Okay, components.
I
Yeah, layout.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
it's okay.
You broke me open.
Yeah, true.
F5.
F5.
Alright, so I'm dealing with the components design. Let's see. I used some design examples we had from similar products, and I used possibilities from our manufacturing department about current components, which will have to be implemented in the design. That's why I wanted to go first. Well, they gave me an idea about what people want. We're mainly focusing on this group, but I want to make the distinction clear. I could not drag the pictures into the slide, so I don't have examples of how it looks like, but it comes down to what you think we should do with the spongy and fruity looking type. If you the young dynamic people want soft primary colors which look like fruits, you know, you can and shapes that are curved and not solid straight lined anymore. So this basically goes on to what you were mentioning earlier. There's a lot of factors involved in choosing the components. There's a lot of options that we have to discuss. For example, the energy source, we have four types: the basic battery, we have a hand dynamo, which we Dutch refer to it as the knijpkracht. The kinetic provision of energy, which means if you move the thing, if you shake it, which will be fun for toddlers, right? If they want to
Yeah.
use the. And of course, solar cells, but I don't know how we would use that into the design of the actual product.
Not
So,
indoors.
my.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Calculates the
also,
moment.
also in, you know, countries where there isn't much light, like in Scandinavia, they wouldn't be able to use it half of the year, you know? So
Yeah.
that's not cool either. So, for the case, there's the traditional uncurved flat hard case, single curved, which means that it has curves in one dimension, or the double curved. I wasn't able to finish my personal preferences sheet, but well, in all, we will have to go for the double curved because it's daring difference from what we have now.
Yeah.
The case materials, well, we have all kinds of hard materials like the hard plastic, the wood, and the titanium. I would definitely go for rubber because it fits most in what people want to see nowadays.
Yeah.
This is a lot of text. I wasn't able to organize this yet. We have several interface designs. We can use scroll buttons for the menus, but we already kind of decided to go for
Push buttons.
the push buttons, for the arrow buttons. So that's
Yeah.
not really interesting. Electronics. Yeah. Maybe we want to decide on what electronics to use. The advanced chip, I think, is easiest to implement for the production because they can print it better. Yeah. I think this is about it. Yeah, I was working on some personal preferences. First, I chose for the battery because, yeah, I'm traditional and that's the most obvious, easiest choice to go to. But I really think that we should maybe think about the kinetic energy where you have to move the thing to be able to
Yeah,
use it.
optional feature. Or combine both with one.
I guess we
Yeah,
can only
maybe we
choose
only
one.
fit one source for each one. I
Yeah.
can imagine that the kinetic type energy source would be more expensive to make, but it is more long lasting, that the people don't have to ever buy batteries again.
Yeah,
and it's more fun. I
And it's
think we
also more
stick
fun. Yeah, I
to
always chuck my remote control
Yeah,
around, so.
just playing with it, and especially when the material is rubber, it can be done. I mean,
Yeah,
you
it's
can't harm
yeah,
it,
you
so it's a perfect combination,
exactly.
You don't have
I
to be scared about
guess.
bouncing it off the floor and breaking it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
The double curve is like this. this or?
No, it means curves in two dimensions. So a single curve, let's say, would be a square box, but then with curves in one dimension.
Yeah.
And double curves would means that it would have
also
curves
in life.
In every direction.
Yeah,
okay. One very important thing I was thinking about, the speech option. We were going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's one thing which I'm not sure of how to implement it into the.
Well, the visual representation is not.
No, okay, but
speech,
it has to be combined with the menu for functions and.
Yeah.
So
just
okay.
Yeah, I think you can just match the speech commands with the features that are already present.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't think you have to design it.
Do the speech just for the basic options, for the simple buttons, for everything, also for
yeah.
advanced options. Okay. Yeah, this is all very basic and trendy design, everybody says it. So that's what. In the last meeting, we were putting the simple and the advanced options separated. It's obvious. Pressing the menu option will disable all other options on your remote control, and only the LCD panel will light up, and you can only change the
And the buttons that you need to control.
Design has to be very attractive, but that's your guide. You have to delete this, but
yes.
This is the simple layout. Display on the upper side with the menu button, and maybe some sort of cancel button or save button.
It would be the back. Back and okay.
Back and okay. Yeah.
You did read the minutes I wrote.
What?
You did read the minutes I wrote.
A little bit, I think, but not everything.
Okay, but I pretty much summed up all the buttons.
Okay.
There, so.
Oh, didn't read that.
I hate doing work for them.
But this is the basic design for the buttons. I wanted to categorize everything with speech, display, sound, everything you noted in your minutes. Every push button has its own LED light, so you can change, make it more trendy for younger people, and if there are older people, they want it more more luxurious. So that's also an option. That was it.
That was it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have to decide is what kind of components do we use? Energy source, chip type, case type, and user interface. But I didn't see a clear distinction between this, so I think what we have is okay. So we already decided that kinetic would be the choice for energy.
Yeah.
The case would be doubly curved.
Rubber material.
And that's the only thing we have left.
Yeah, we need the chip on print to be able to support the screen and
audio
function.
So is that the advanced chip?
Yeah. Otherwise you would have a simple chip just for pressing. This is not my department, but I'm not sure what this is going to cost to be able.
I didn't get any info on this.
Because we need to sell it for €25 a piece.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult, huh?
Yeah.
The cost of making it should be 12 and a half.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get any information about this.
It's also produced in China.
Yeah.
Child labor, and we love it.
So who doesn't?
Let's see.
Well, the interface type is super.
Yeah, the interface where we can it's quite difficult because we haven't got all the options
No. Do you have a picture of a doubly curved case? And could you put it in the group folder? The project folder?
If you go to your home page or something? Sure. Get your own information. I got my project group probably a picture of the phone.
Well,
oh, you didn't draw it yourself.
No.
Ah,
see last time.
Maybe it's
menu.
It's just the menu I was
I was thinking of that also with a with a arrow. So that indicates that there's a menu under that menu.
Yeah, perfect.
So
that's cool.
Maybe it's easier if you guys come over here and see
sure.
This is the standard traditional type where the form serves the function, you know? It's like really basic, but this is more appealing to old people and we don't want that. This is what we're looking for. And that means curved in both dimensions.
Okay.
Not only
I
like
see.
This, but
yeah, also
it
like
has
this.
To be
So you can hold it.
Exactly, it has to be kind of instead of the PlayStation module, it has to be like the GameCube, you know, where your thumbs would be laying in the instrument and it has to be nice to hold. And
it has also to be luxurious for rich people. This looks a little bit like on the children.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The dilemma actually, because we want to appeal to the young public with fancy, with flashy colors and with a lot of shape. And and the rubber, it will look cheap always.
Yeah, okay,
you know, with
the colors you can make the colors with the LEDs beneath the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Press a button and you can disable the color LEDs for people who don't like it.
There is mobile phones in which you can change the color also of the LEDs. Maybe we should consider this function to customize it and so. I mean, kids can make it look more flashy with different kinds of colors, and people will want something, you know,
different
or more design.
Mm-hmm.
They can go for one color, like for example, this camera.
It's underwater. It's
personally, I think it's really ugly.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing that's inside there, but yeah.
That's a new curve.
Yeah.
Well, we could make a compromise between that, but I don't know if it's worth the effort.
Can you compromise between what?
Instead of W curve, we take single curve. So since we only
this
listen more to the
this will be
W.
Single curve, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is only in this dimension here. And then so curve here and not also like
exactly.
So we keep single curve.
I think that I mean our aim is to make something different, right?
Yeah.
Make something new.
Mm-hmm.
I would go for the double curved. And I'm thinking, a drawing palette where you have the shape for your thumb, so it kind of holds nicely. Something like that. Well, this is
maybe more
curved.
You can make more options for buttons. If you have to more hands, you are not only you don't need one dimension, but you can use other dimensions for pressing the buttons.
Yeah, so you can make a trigger button or something like that. Or that is the confirmation button or something that you scroll with your thumb with the arrows and then confirm.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice way to use it. But I mean, I'm thinking big already. And we need something that you can able to use in one hand.
So from top view it looks kind of like this, but from the side you can have it also in a kind of shape. Maybe because the screen is on top, you can have. Maybe you can have this kind of shape, a little upwards, so that the screen is more towards yourself, so you can easily see your screen. But while you have it in your hand, so it's a kind of an angle from your eyes to the screen. So then you have double curved in some way. For this is so the screen is positioned over here. Oh, something like that. And the buttons are more, well, it's very thick now, but
yeah, I understand what you mean.
That's
how about we do a pop-up screen like the laptop? So that only the simple functions will be visible at first.
Yeah, that you
then
can press it and then it comes up, or
yeah, something like that.
So you have the side view.
But then the side view can be straight if you have a pop-up screen. But I don't know if that's too expensive.
So, and you want to be able to make this.
No, like, I would draw it like this.
Let's say this is the side view, that you have a screen that will come up here and can go down that way. You know what I mean? So
okay,
that it will come up like that.
Okay, so the buttons are on top here. And you flip it over that way.
Yeah, or preferably even keep the simple buttons here.
Yeah.
And then under the screen even, you can
put
more advanced buttons.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
The more advanced options were for the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
for the LCD menu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just want to hide them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all, because you need most of them, the arrow buttons. But you can hide the OK in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Button, and the menu button also, because when you flip it open,
yeah,
you can maybe even drop the menu button, because maybe if you flip it open, it will activate them automatically.
Activate the yeah.
So, okay, but you need some button to flip this.
Why?
You
open.
Just
true.
Make it mechanical.
But you can make a trigger here. You
yeah.
A simple.
Yeah, and it says menu, and it flips open, and then you have the buttons to control
it's
in combination with your.
It's not very very strong. Yeah, if you drop it one time.
True, it can go open.
Yeah, the idea
if you cover
of it was
it with the rubber.
Is that because you close it, you cover the LCD screen, and it won't be vulnerable to scratches or
and it, and it will be
and
covered in some kind of thin rubber layer or something.
Exactly,
yeah, so
exactly. We just have to make sure that the closing mechanism
it's
won't
very
break.
No, it's very
it's
strong.
Very solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that may work.
That actually will offer some extra
okay,
protection.
Okay, but then we still have the thing of the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
I was
kind of
thinking if you have your hand, if this is your.
Yeah, the lower part doesn't work, I guess. So maybe you should try it over there.
Okay.
If
this is your thumb and this is your hand like that with your wrist, that it would be kind of shaped like this, you know, so it's easier to hold in your hand.
That's
yeah.
When you're left-handed, that's a problem.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
then maybe can
then you
the
would have to
yeah
but
to make
that's
it like this
phone.
like you drew here.
Yeah,
and maybe then make this thicker also than the center, give it
an economical shape.
But
yeah. The female shape, yeah.
Obviously.
We could make some
make
rubber, some rubber, yeah, moles which you can change.
Oh yeah. Some
and so if you.
but that's optional for later, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have hardware inside, which is. So it has to have some sort of
some
basic shape.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Be better.
And also
so
the screen,
one.
You cannot mold it.
No,
yeah,
it's okay. You better choose one shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the idea. So it's good in the hand,
and then you
on the side with your
you
thumb.
You can place the screen
you
here.
You can use
up.
Yeah. You
yeah.
can use the button.
So the keywords are primary colors.
And, but then I would
spongy.
I would do the arrows here, kind of thing.
Spongy can be rich
buttons
by
and the
there
simple
there.
Buttons here. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the control things in the middle, the arrows.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
what
arrows
I mean. The
over
arrows
here.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
here there
the numbers.
Simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's a nice design.
Pretty nice design. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Or do we want to make its shape look like a banana or something? I don't know.
No,
yeah, that's
Banana is a weird shape, and other fruits also, so
Yeah.
it's better to have an some sort of basic print and then a fruit print in some primary colors.
Yeah,
I don't
would you
know
make
what color should the basic print be like. Like some soft
orange or
green
something.
or something, or
Or blue,
and then
dark blue or
oh yeah, dark blue, and then
you should use
and then very bright
Yeah.
yellow banana, an orange, a green apple, stuff like that, with very bright tones, I guess.
Yeah,
So you have
we need
something
very
like
primary colors, like
yeah.
bright red, bright yellow.
Yeah, but the primary colors we can create with the LEDs on the remote
Yeah.
control.
Yeah, okay,
If
yeah.
we yeah, if you make it just blue, give it a blue color, then it's just a neutral color. Also for the more for the older people.
That doesn't
Cool.
really work too well,
Right.
I guess. Oh, what's
Less
this?
text.
Right.
Now you have text. You
So
can also make the line bigger.
Yeah, 2 hours further.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, thickness. Oh.
So that's blue.
Oh, why not go for the 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I call painting. So that's a dark blue basic color, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah, and then
It's
on
pretty
top of
nice.
that.
And then
Some
yeah, with
yellow.
some yellow banana.
Banana color.
And
Right.
how about some flashing standby lights like you have on the Samsung, well, I don't like to call brands phones. The you know that because I remember from one of our first meetings that people lose their remote controls
Yeah.
often. So it not only in the colors of the LEDs that we want something to keep it visible at all times.
How do you mean?
Uh,
Some
song
yeah.
yeah.
flashing colors so you can't lose it,
yeah,
basically.
exactly.
I
Maybe
think
yeah.
it's a bit too much, but
yeah, an orange. Alright. Well, this is more like purple, I guess, but
Yeah.
it should be more real dark blue, so the contrast with the food objects is pretty
Yeah.
high.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be a nice nice device, I
And
guess.
which color should I give the display? Or
Ooh.
I mean the color of the background of the
Yeah,
display.
yeah.
Oh, well, I don't guess it has to be
Maybe we can
60
use yellow or something.
65,000
Why
color,
not?
so yeah, too expensive.
No.
So just a blue backlight or
Yeah.
something like that. Green is too old-fashioned, but blue.
As
Blue is
long as
okay.
you use high contrast between the background and the foreground color.
Yeah,
So there are people with
maybe a
the
white backlight.
white backlight and dark.
Dark letters.
Yeah. Whatever which is visible.
Yeah.
I know you should test it under light conditions. I mean, it's hard
Yeah.
to tell.
And also
I
for
mean.
people who are a bit color blind.
Colorblind. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's mostly red and green, I believe.
Which color should the buttons be?
That's adjustable.
Whoa. Why
Adjustable?
All buttons?
Yeah. Or
No,
not?
no.
That's how we are going to make it more trendy. Or is
Well,
it too expensive?
maybe. I mean,
It's difficult.
they have to have some color, right? And if the background is very
Blue.
dark blue.
Maybe green.
But don't we want to make the background the bright colors? So the
Yeah,
total of
you
the thing
can.
is very bright. Like the pictures I showed you guys, those
Yeah.
things were all like bright red,
Flashing.
bright red, flashing.
So more like. Doesn't work very well. Oh. More like this color.
Yeah, something like that. Something
And
that stands out more.
then yellow and orange and red objects on it or something.
Yeah.
But then again, which color should the buttons be? The press buttons. Should that be white or black or?
Red, maybe?
And it looks quite
Black.
cheap, that color, I think. It's not.
The green?
Yeah,
but it's
I don't
pretty
know.
fresh on the other
Yeah.
side.
So.
It's actually a pretty trendy color at the moment.
It's trendy, okay.
Yeah. My couch is in that color.
Ooh, that makes a thick couch.
Yeah. Well, it
Yeah.
works pretty well. And then time was up.
Yeah, I bet you.
Can you get a pop-up?
Yeah, within 5 minutes.
That you have 5 minutes
left,
or?
Yeah, left, and then have to kick you out.
So, something like this.
Yeah.
That should be pretty nice color. But maybe the buttons, well, buttons in red is maybe a bad contrast for colorblind people.
Yeah.
Because
no,
the red of the green.
But the buttons had their own LEDs, or not?
Yeah.
They have LEDs, but they
the
have
red
color.
And green are actually the easiest to discriminate, even for colorblind.
Yeah?
They will see one of each as gray.
Yeah.
But if you use green on blue, those kind of colors will look the same.
Okay.
Okay. So red buttons are okay.
I think so.
Okay, that's a default setting, the red buttons.
Yeah, but I think you need to keep in mind that the LEDs are just extra light.
How do you mean? Yeah.
They don't determine the color.
Okay, yeah.
That much,
I was thinking about red LEDs and blue LEDs. And
cause
no,
you have to
that's
print
too
on
busy,
them.
I guess.
You have
yeah.
a background. Each number is transparent.
Yeah.
Partly, but you have to print on the number or the sign,
okay.
So you can't.
You better
change the colors. So.
Better keep the LED and the button itself in the same color,
yeah.
I guess. So just an extra
bit of light,
bit of light
what
in the same
thing. I think is make kind of a see-through plastic button with
yeah.
One colored LED behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that the whole button will shine
mm-hmm.
as the color. And if you think about easy to use buttons, we have to make it the shape so that it's easy to hold for both hands, but also that you can reach the buttons
mm-hmm.
with your thumb.
Yeah.
If
okay,
you hold the machine.
Don't mean to discourage you. Basically, you two are going to work on the smart board the next 30 minutes to design something.
Right.
So
all right.
And you will do the evaluation
of the product,
yeah.
which we don't have yet.
Yeah, about.
So, how should I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You get a mail.
Or you send it to me, or just because
yeah,
you are going to design
finished.
It
yeah.
on this board, right?
Yeah, but maybe you can do the evaluation. You don't have to evaluate yet, but you can make a procedure which to follow.
Yeah,
I
probably get instructions on that
yeah.
how to do that. So I make another presentation, I guess.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen.
About
yeah.
yeah.
So
you have a basic idea.
I have a basic idea.
And you two are going to be just.
So
look
we're gonna
feel
work here on the sketchbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So that's.
So I suggest make a new page and be creative.
Yeah.
Do we have to do it at this moment? After
yeah, you have
30 minutes.
Okay.
Then we have to see something.
Yeah.
Which we
yeah.
can
all right.
Show
this
to the management.
This is basically what we are thinking about.
Yeah. Shall we make a new?
Yeah.
Let's just delete all
next.
This.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. Just.
Next. Yeah.
Make a new one.
Yeah.
All right.
Save this board.
Yeah. I'll just keep it there.
Yeah. Okay. But just press save. And
yeah.
It'll be fine.
On the left.
Sorry.
You can also include clip art.
Current
that's your
color.
Drawing paint or something.
So.
Okay.
Shall we make some outline sketches of the basic shape first?
Yeah.
Because
after that we can make the user interface.
Yeah, because I have to focus on the basic look and feel design,
yeah.
so how it's gonna look, and you have to think how we're gonna put the screen in it and those kind of things. So if I'm drawing, and you think, okay, I'm not gonna be able to put a screen in there, you have to correct.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I draw in black then, for a normal sketch?
Oh no, it's okay.
My width thin. So we kind of want.
So the plastic buttons also help
because of they're only
I'm not so good at
doing interaction. So
excuse me.
Well, it's a good thing that the buttons aren't that they are plastic. because then you can light up the light
Yeah.
under it when they are usable.
Yeah.
Maybe you should draw it very large.
Yeah, but
Yes.
Yeah.
this part isn't functioning.
So
Oh, right.
how do we
Erase?
now or insert text?
I don't know, maybe just start typing.
It's
Well, that's
a
a bit big, yeah.
You also do the other sides, not only the front side, in the
Yeah,
front side, but also
exactly.
the side view.
Let's make first the other views. The front view, side view, and the back view.
I thought for the side view that the basic section
Yeah.
would be rather
Whatever.
a bit thicker than the middle, where you're
Yeah.
holding it with your, because your fingers have to fit
The middle
underneath,
has to
yeah?
be very small,
Yes,
so you can
so that we
have it in your
know
hand.
Exactly,
Yeah.
but the upper side has to be a bit more like that, I think.
Yeah,
Don't
the
you think?
display, we yeah, we can
The
put the display.
display we will put in here, the basic functions, and here, where it's most reachable,
Yeah. The arrow functions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is hard. But yeah, I don't have to draw it exactly, do we?
No, it's okay.
Wait, let me try it one more time. Maybe it's easier if I draw it at once. Okay, of course, it become way more ugly.
You can make it larger. Maybe it's easier to draw or
It's fun to work with this pen. So larger.
Yeah,
And
that's a basic idea, yeah.
yeah, so side.
5 minutes left before meeting ends.
Okay, other views?
One.
Only if you are going to put buttons on the side of the
Well
unit.
Yeah.
That's the question.
But we
Let's fill in the buttons later.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be from the
Is it if
from
is this is from the side? Well,
Yeah, sorry.
Because the screen goes up like that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like this, or
Yeah.
that's not convenient because then you have the screen like this and you look like this. It's better to have it somewhat like this. Or does it flip
Yeah,
The
all
idea
the
is that
way?
it has to flip up
May
to here.
maybe it's easier to integrate the LCD screen just into this bubble.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have to flip then. Because you
Yeah.
have enough space for making an LCD. Because
It's better to have this like this, I guess, and then flip it like
But
this.
why do we need the flipping?
Yeah, but you can adjust the angle to which it flips. So it can also from this angle, it can flip all the way up to
Okay.
there. You
Yeah.
can flip it up to there if you
Yeah.
want.
So, yeah. But we still keep the flipping mechanism.
Think so?
Yeah, we keep the flip.
Yeah, because
Why?
I think it will feel weird if you would make this smaller and this bigger or something that
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now the shape is okay, but yeah. I don't see yeah, why we should use the flipping mechanism.
Yeah.
I
Because
thought it would be cool.
Okay, yeah, it's
Yeah, but
for more
maybe
trendy.
yeah, but maybe we should then
Because we have enough space. Here we got the basic functions,
Yeah, there the middle.
the arrow yeah, button.
Shouldn't we integrate it?
Yeah, and then
And then
we should
like oh one. So this is the shape. Oh, it hasn't
Yeah, it isn't. It doesn't aim so well.
Okay, but the screen is a bit lower because if it falls on the other
Yeah,
side,
that's
it doesn't fall on the screen, so there's a layer of rubber on
Yeah,
the sides.
definitely.
So no flipping.
No flipping or?
No flipping.
No.
You wanted the flipping, so
Yeah, I guess, but I mean
But
most of those count, right?
if you drop it, it just breaks. And it has to be very strong because of the
the kinetic.
Yeah,
so
kinetic.
we better make it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
also
for the
children, it's for people now 16 years.
They're
okay.
responsible
yeah.
enough to have a mobile phone. It's also
okay, that's true.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm just thinking
just,
totally different designs also.
Okay.
Remember that the weird pocket phone thing which
by the way,
looked like kind of a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Maybe we should try something like that.
I have thought of a name for our product. Yeah. It's called the Real Remote.
Ooh.
Alright.
Copyright sign after Real.
Yeah.
The Real Remote.
Yeah, I like it.
It's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should work on our own room, right?
Oh yeah, we have
yeah.
to include that in our design as well.
Let's
see. Yes.
What the hell is that?
Okay. See you two in half an hour.
It's
the
sensors. Okay.
Good luck.
Yep. Okay, that's the site. It's okay. But do we want options on the site with the buttons?
Yeah.
Or just leave it. Could make a volume button scroll button.
Yeah, or also scrolling for the
menu.
Yeah. I don't know. We kind of wanted to stick with the
I'm just thinking
if we want to make something different, right? So with the scroll is more futuristic than the standard arrow buttons.
Yeah. Yeah, you are going to design it, so...